From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A coalition of South Dakota's nine tribes has found that the state is willfully violating a federal law meant to protect Native American children. The coalition has written a report about this and intends to send it to Congress. The report says the state is placing too many Native children in white foster care. NPR's Laura Sullivan explains.
There's a 30-year-old law called the Indian Child Welfare Act. It requires states to place Native American children with relatives or tribal members if they are removed from their homes, except in the most unusual cases. A coalition of tribal directors in South Dakota believe that is not happening.
Enough. Enough. Enough is enough. We can no longer allow this to happen.
Terry Yellowfat is in charge of overseeing the Indian Child Welfare Act for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and is chairman of the coalition. He says their investigation found that Native children were overwhelmingly placed in white foster homes, while Native homes sat empty.
So many times I run into adults that have returned to the reservation. They're lost. I'll say the lost children of Standing Rock because they didn't grow up in our culture and they were always foreign to the culture that they grew up in that foster home. They never felt that they belonged.
The report found that the state has, quote, systematically violated the spirit and the letter of the law. It says the state appears to have done this willfully, and it may have done so at least partly to bring federal tax dollars into the state. An official with the Department of Social Services said in a statement that the department has not seen the report and cannot comment on it. But they have said in the past that money has never influenced their program and that they are trying to find more Native foster care providers. An NPR series last year found that 87% of Native American children in foster care in South Dakota were placed in white foster homes.
This is a major act of solidarity on the part of all nine of the reservations.
Daniel Sheehan is legal counsel for the Lakota People's Law Project, a nonprofit law firm that helped the tribal directors put together the report. He says the group took up the issue after Congress asked the Bureau of Indian Affairs to investigate and hold a summit meeting. The BIA has so far failed to hold that summit. The BIA did not respond to requests for comment.
Attempting to deal with the state has gotten everybody nowhere. The state is not acting in good faith.
Congressman Jim Moran, a Virginia Democrat, is a part of a bipartisan group in Washington looking into the state's compliance with the law.
This is something that needs to be addressed. I think we have given more than adequate time to the Bureau of Indian Affairs and certainly the state of South Dakota to correct this, and there doesn't seem to be adequate progress.
The tribal directors expect to send their report to Congress in the next few weeks. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.